Momentary impermanence means that there is no abiding. It means that when something's produced, when something appears, something's produced, in that very moment is its cessation. In that very moment is its cessation. For example, let's talk about seeds. This is a bit, maybe a bit easier. If you want to grow a plant, you need a root or a seed, let's say a seed. Well, you put the seed in the ground and the plant appears. So the seed is the cause of the plant. And in order for the result or the effect, that is the plant, to appear, the seed must cease. The seed must cease in order for the effect to arise. You cannot have a cause and an effect existing at the same time. That is utterly, utterly impossible. If it was possible to have a cause and an effect existing at the same time, then your parents could continue copulating to give rise to you, as they did all those years ago, producing the ovum and the, whatever it's called, a fertilized egg, and you could still be here at the same time. The cause exists at the time of the effect. That's not possible, is it? Effects only come into existence when causes have ceased. Cause must cease. And this is happening momentarily to every functioning thing, every product, every impermanent phenomenon like yourself. So what does this actually boil down to in practical terms? What does it mean? It means most of the things, probably all the things that we normally do and talk about, are nonsense, utter nonsense. Like we say, oh, you said this to me last week. You upset me. They can say, well, I wasn't here last week. And they're correct, aren't they? What we can say is that person is in the same mental continuum as the person who upset me. There's a continuity of moments, of perception, of cognitions, but they're impossible, they're the same person. Utterly, utterly impossible. And what's the point of all this? The point is this. Because of our permanent grasping, thinking that things look like, anything is permanent, then we develop ignorance, we develop attachment, we develop anger, and all of our delusions, all of our problems arise because of this grasping at things as being permanent. When in reality, they're impermanent, totally and utterly impermanent. They don't exist for one moment. Don't exist for one moment. And yet we behave as if they persist throughout time forever. How mad is that? So, when we contemplate the first seal in detail, what we should try to do is to understand it. First of all, try and understand this momentariness, the momentary nature of things. How our body, our mind, everything is changing moment by moment. And the moment that we're in right now can only exist because the moment that existed before has ceased. The person we were a moment ago has ceased, completely and utterly ceased, to give rise to the person of this moment. Yeah? So that means most of our conceptual thoughts, anger is a conceptual thought, attachment is a conceptual thought, and most of the other conceptual thoughts that we have are such nonsense, such unnecessary nonsense. Having come to this conclusion, we think, I've got to remember this knowledge of subtle impermanence in order to control my delusions. I've got to realize that all of the objects that I'm attached to or angry about or agitated by are impermanent. They're not permanent like I'm grasping at all. I'm grasping at things that don't exist. There are no permanent phenomena. Well, there's only one, a couple, there's a few. We never grasp at them. Emptiness is permanent. Unproduced space is permanent. We never think about that, do we? We think about our friends are permanent, my wife's permanent, my children are permanent, my dog's certainly permanent. My car is permanent. I've got a car out there, it's permanent. In fact, I've grown into my car. My car and me, we're one. You know that feeling? I used to have it when I had a car. You own a car for long enough, you grow into it. It becomes part of you. And this is what happens to everything that we do. We become attached to things because we think they're permanent. How stupid is that?